Books on Tape presents First King of Shannara by Terry Brooks, read by Scott Brick. The Fall of Perenor. Chapter 1. The old man just appeared, seemingly out of nowhere. The borderman was watching for him, sitting well back within the concealing shadows of a spreading hardwood high on a hillside overlooking the whole of the Strelaheim and the trails leading out of it, everything clearly visible in the light of a full moon for at least 10 miles, and he still didn't see him. It was unnerving and vaguely embarrassing, and the fact that it happened this way every time didn't make it any more palatable. How did the old man do it? The borderman had spent almost the whole of his life in this country, kept alive by his wits and experience. He saw things that others did not even know were there. He could read the movements of animals from their passage through tall grass. He could tell you how far ahead of him they were and how fast they were traveling. But he could not spy out the old man on the clearest night and the broadest plain, even when he knew to look for him. It did not help matters that the old man easily found him. Moving quite deliberately off the trail, he came toward the borderman with slow, measured strides, head lowered slightly, eyes tilted up out of the shadow of his cowl. He wore black, like all the druids, cloaked and hooded, wrapped darker than the shadows he passed through. He was not a big man, neither tall nor well-muscled, but he gave the impression of being hard and fixed of purpose. His eyes, when visible, were vaguely green, but at times they seemed as white as bone, too. Now, especially when night stole away colors and reduced all things to shades of gray.